We're back with another WABE Medical Minute with Dr. Ford Vox. I'm Jim Burris. And Dr. Vox, in case you didn't know,
it's cold outside.
Well, I have lived in St. Louis and in Boston for a little while, so I'll tell you when it's really cold, Jim. But yeah, it's colder. And with that seasonal change comes its own set of health risks.
With those inflatable lawn ornaments blowing into traffic?
No, though, I'm sure that happens too. I'm talking about hot tubs.
A hot tub? That sounds like a good idea right about now.
A hot tub can be great. Just don't overdo it. You know, be aware that your blood pressure can both drop while you're in the tub as your blood vessels dilate in the heat. And then when you get out of the tub into cold air, they suddenly constrict and that can drive up your blood pressure. You can pass out while getting out of a hot tub and cause yourself serious injury that way. So, you know, depending on your, you know, kind of own cardiovascular situation, they can be a bit dangerous. But beyond these kinds of concerns, really about heating and cooling the body, there's a growing recognition of a couple of medical conditions linked to hot tubs. There's hot tub lung and hot tub folliculitis.
Neither of those sound good. What in the world is hot tub lung?
Well, in an improperly maintained hot tub, bacteria can breed. One type of bacteria causes hot tub lung. Another causes a skin infection we call hot tub folliculitis. So hot tub lung doesn't seem really to be a true infection, but more of an inflammation kicked off by a type of bacteria called a mycobacterium. It causes a shortness of breath and it can even drop your oxygen level. There are some cases where people are developing this condition every winter until health providers finally figure out that they're using a spa pool or a hot tub every winter. But, you know, it's an inflammation that you treat with steroids, not antibiotics, and it can take a long time to resolve, sometimes upwards of 3 or 4 months.
Since it's inhaled, is the problem worse for hot tubs and spas that are inside versus outside?
Yeah, that does look to be the case. And whether you're in a home or a facility like a hotel, you've got to really make sure that you have good air circulation to the outside if you're going to run a spa indoors.
Now, you also mentioned folliculitis. That's not a simple rash.
Well, some people can certainly react with rashes to hot tubs or pools, especially when they've kind of been flooded with chemicals to shock them. That's a contact dermatitis. But the more serious problem I'm talking about is an actual infection of the skin, and this occurs due to another bacteria called Pseudomonas, which does like to grow in warm water. It can form a slick biofilm on surfaces. It's really a perfect storm of an environment for this bug, since it also likes the jets that pump air into the water. So, you know, this is a true infection. You're going to need antibiotics. It causes welts or nodules that will typically appear in armpits, the groin, or abdominal skin. And they can get bad enough that the skin can start to break down. Sometimes they need to be drained of pus. There's a European case that was reported where a woman died from this condition. The bacteria entered into her bloodstream days after visiting an Austrian spa resort. The doctors there were able to match that particular strain of mycobacteria in her body to samples from the spa that she visited.
Well, what do hot tub owners need to do?
So, you know, hot tubs lose their chlorine quickly because of the heat, and they need very frequent water maintenance because they're such potential breeding grounds for bacteria. Unless you're going to monitor it, you know, very frequently and, you know, tinker with it, you know, or pay someone to do that work for you, don't own a hot tub in the first place. If your hot tub is indoors, if the environment around the tub, like the walls and floors, are always staying moist, then your air circulation isn't good enough and you've got to fix the room or move it outside. If you're, you know, traveling and thinking about getting into the hot tub at a resort or a hotel or, say, a friend's hot tub, my best recommendation is to treat it like sushi. You know, you don't eat sushi at a restaurant that isn't spotless and known for their sushi, so don't get in a hot tub or a spa at any facility that isn't clearly well run.
All of a sudden, I have this image of people eating sushi in a hot tub right now. Thanks.
I'm sorry about that, Jim.
All right, Dr. Vox, thanks for another fascinating, if not icky, medical minute. We'll see you next week.